This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea, and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. And today we're diving into something that might just be the missing piece in your creative habits. Let me ask you this. Have you ever said, I really meant to start that thing this week, only to get to Friday, blink and realize it never happened? Not because you didn't care, not because you weren't serious, but because life got busy, your schedule shifted, or your brain just defaulted to old patterns. We've all had goals slip through our fingers, right? Habits stall. We start with good intentions, but maybe the follow-through becomes a roadblock, maybe even a problem. So here's a question. What if there was a way to program in the follow-through? So your habits and your creative momentum actually become part of your real-life routine, not just something you think about. Last month, I was doing some research and I looked into creating a system for new habits that's actually sustainable. And that brings me to our quote of the week. This week's quote is from psychologist Dr. Peter Goldwitzer. He says, quote, "The more precisely you define what you intend to do, the more likely you are to do it," end quote. And today we're talking about one of my favorite science-backed tools for habit formation and follow-through, developed by Dr. Peter Goldwitzer himself. It's called Implementation Intentions, a simple strategy that turns your vague goals into actual actions and helps you build creative habits that stick. I'm sure we all know that good intentions aren't enough, right? You know, that whole classic trap of I meant to start that project, right? Your intentions are good. Planning and setting the goal are good, but that alone won't get you and keep you moving forward toward achieving what you had initially set out to do. Willpower alone can be unreliable. Vague goals like I'll write more or I'll be more consistent don't work in the long run, or actually they're not sustainable in the long run. So let's talk about the intention-action gap. You set the goal, you write it down, maybe you even feel that buzz of motivation for a moment, but motivation fades and suddenly you're in reactive mode again, and your creative energy maybe gets lost in the shuffle. Here's why. Most of us stop at the what and why, but we never define the when, where, and how. You have to get specific with it. That's the missing link, specificity. You tell yourself you'll start writing your novel this week, but the week fills up with meetings and your full-time job's work, right? And suddenly there's not any time left to start writing your novel. Or you want to slow down at night, but your brain is racing and racing and the to-do list just won't quit. You know, maybe you even say you'll meditate more, but the more part isn't a plan. And that's where implementation intentions come in. Let's dive into this provable, achievable way of creating habits that stick and get you closer to your overall goals. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on some delicious pour-over coffee that I, of course, poured over some ice. It's yummy, smooth, and honestly, the perfect anchor to start the day with intention. I've been pairing my midday coffee time with a quick 5-minute journaling ritual before jumping into my creative work, and it's made such a difference, y'all. Which leads me right into today's theme. What are implementation intentions? As I mentioned, developed by psychologist Dr. Peter Goldwitzer and the author of today's quote, this is a method that helps you pre-decide what action you'll take when a certain situation arises, and it essentially helps bridge the gap between intentions and actions. Let's break down the formula for this method. If then. So if blank, then I will blank. If blank, which is the situation, then I will blank, which is the specific action taken. It's truly simple, y'all, but incredibly effective, I promise. Some examples are, if it's 7 a.m. and I've poured my coffee, that's the situation, then I'll sit at my desk and open my doc for my novel. That's the specific action taken. Or if I open Instagram and feel comparison creeping in, then I'll post and log off. I won't scroll. Research shows people who use this strategy are 2 to 3 times more likely to actually follow through. It works in fitness, creative goals, business, behavior change. It's one of the most flexible and powerful tools I've ever used personally and professionally. Let's talk science for a second. Implementation intentions reduce decision fatigue. You're not relying on willpower. You're creating a cue-based response that makes the action automatic. This does 4 wonderful things. 1, it removes mental friction. Your brain doesn't need to decide in the moment what to do. It already has the plan. 2, it uses your environment as a trigger. You don't need to remember to write. You just tie it to when you open your laptop or when you pour your second cup of coffee. 3, it makes the behavior consistent. It builds trust with yourself because your brain starts recognizing patterns and acting on them. 4, it bypasses motivation entirely. Motivation is optional, let's just say. You've made it easier to act regardless of your mood. So if you don't have to feel like it, the plan is already there for you. You just have to follow it. This is real life behavior design. No apps, no overhauls, just clear follow through. All right, y'all, here's how to make and create your own implementation intention right now. And I want to emphasize starting with just one. Okay, just start off with one. First step is to identify the cue. Look for something consistent in your day. The time, like 7 a.m. or 3 p.m., the location, maybe it's your desk, the kitchen, the emotional state, you're feeling stuck, unmotivated, and another habit, like pouring coffee or making tea. Step 2 is to pick a tiny, clear action. Make it easy and quick, like write 1 sentence. Do 2 minutes of movement. It's a quick, clear action. Step 3, combine them. So if it's 3 p.m. and I feel sluggish, then I'll do a 2-minute stretch. Combine that cue with the clear action. Step 4, if you're able to and up for it, add the why to it. Why are you forming this habit and doing the if-then method? Examples can be so I stay connected to my creative energy or so I rebuild trust with myself. This is the reason why you're doing it. So just start with just one this week. Anchor it to something you're already doing. That's the most important aspect of this, to anchor it to something you're already doing. That's already a part of your week. This will lead you to follow through with it by setting up achievable habits and bring you closer to your overall goals. A few more examples for you. If I open my notebook, then I'll write 1 new idea. Or if I light a candle, then I'll say my creative intention out loud. Here's a mindset or a regulation one. If I feel overwhelmed, then I'll do 1 grounding breath and stretch. Or a productivity one. If it's Monday morning, which always comes around, then I'll review my goals before opening my emails. So yeah, start with 1 this week. Anchor it to something you're already doing. That's the most important part of it. Okay, so what I'm learning this week. Right now, I'm learning to reset and reconnect, to pause and make sure that I'm good. I'm also reading and revisiting behavioral research. And a big takeaway for me has been that your environment can be stronger than your willpower and intention. We often try to think our way to new habits when what we actually need is to design them into our day. And incorporating implementation intentions into your day help you do just that. This week's creative challenge is to create 1 implementation intention for your creativity specifically. So if I make my coffee, then I'll open my sketchbook for 10 minutes. Keep it small, keep it doable, but make it yours. And want a little help crafting it or need a bit more clarity overall on your creative goals? Let's chat. Sign up for a 1-on-1 clarity call with me. My booking calendar is in the show notes and also on thehappykind.com. Okay, so let's do 1 more quote for today, because why not? From James Clear. He's the best-selling author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones book. He says, quote, many people think they lack motivation when what they really lack is clarity, end quote. Now, this speaks directly to the intention-action gap and why clarity through if-then planning matters so much, right? I hope this method, implementation intentions, brings some more clarity to you in your days. Self-trust grows when you stop waiting for the perfect moment and just decide when and where you'll show up. And the most important part is doing that, showing up. Show up for yourself, y'all. So there it is, implementation intentions, a science-backed way to finally follow through without relying on hustle or hype or any of that. Start with one. Make it specific. And hey, if this episode helped you or resonated in any way, send it to a friend, colleagues, and your creative bestie. Hit that follow button, leave a review, and tag me on Instagram with your if-then plan, if you like. Because you don't need to do more, you just need a clear plan for showing up. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joys in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. And also our show's podcast at Originate Now Podcast. And let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.